This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Today is Wednesday, April 10th, and you're listening to The Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and The Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by our partner, Quince. Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Well, now you can. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. You can really never go wrong with Quince, whether it's cashmere knits, everyday jewelry, or linen shorts that are perfect for summer. They have you set with all of the chic staples that you need. So it's time to indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning. Arizona Supreme Court ruled yesterday to uphold a near-total abortion ban that has been on the state's books since 1864, famously a great era for the nation. The ban makes abortion illegal in nearly all cases, with no exceptions for rape or incest, and it will take effect in 45 days, though providers in the state have said they will perform procedures until then. The 16-decade-old law criminalizes performing an abortion, making it punishable for 2 to 5 years in prison. Meanwhile, Arizonans are already working on an initiative to put an amendment to enshrine abortion rights in the state's constitution directly on the ballot in November, and over 500,000 residents have already signed the required petition. It may also be worth mentioning that Arizona itself only became a state in 1912, so you could say that they actually believe legality begins pre-conception. Next, we have a story that has flown mostly under the radar in a way that I personally find baffling. Two Republican congressmen are sounding the alarm that their own party has become co-opted by Kremlin propaganda. Chairman of the House of Representatives Intelligence Committee, Mike Turner, said during a CNN interview on Sunday that Russian propaganda has taken hold amongst his own Republican colleagues in the House. He did not mince words about this threat, saying, quote, "We see directly coming from Russia communications that are anti-Ukraine and pro-Russia, some of which we even hear being uttered on the House floor. There are members of Congress today who still incorrectly say that this conflict between Russia and Ukraine is over NATO, which of course it is not." His comments come less than a week after Texas Representative and Chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Michael McCaul, said that propaganda had infected a, quote, "good chunk" of his party's base, and spoke to the bigger picture threat of authoritarian leadership amongst U.S. adversaries such as China and North Korea. So how long do we think it'll be until Representatives Turner and McCaul announce that they're retiring? The Environmental Protection Agency rolled out new regulations yesterday that will require over 200 chemical plants in the U.S. to curb the amount of toxic pollution that they release in an effort to reduce the risk of cancer for people who live nearby. The new rule primarily targets two chemicals that the EPA has classified as likely carcinogenic, ethylene oxide and chloroprene, which are used to sterilize medical devices and make rubber for footwear. Sounds highly ingestible. This marks the first time that the federal government has tightened the limits on chemical pollution in almost 20 years, and most of the plants that are impacted by the new regulations are located in Texas, Louisiana, and West Virginia, many of which are in communities with more Black and Latino residents, as well as disproportionately high rates of cancer, respiratory issues, and premature deaths. Don't make Joe call Aaron Brockovich. James and Jennifer Crumbly have earned the macabre designation of being the first parents to be held responsible in court for their child's mass shooting, after they were both sentenced to 10 to 15 years in prison yesterday on involuntary manslaughter charges. They appeared at a joint hearing along with their 17-year-old son, Ethan Crumbly, who was convicted of killing four of his classmates and was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. The family will be held in separate facilities while they serve time. The European Court of Human Rights delivered a ruling yesterday in a case brought by over 2,000 Swiss women, most of whom are in their 70s, who sued the Swiss government for putting them at risk for death and undermining their health and quality of life as a result of extreme heat from climate change. The court's ruling said that the Swiss government did indeed violate the women's human rights as a result of critical gaps in their climate legislation and their failure to meet past climate targets. The ruling could potentially force Switzerland to reduce its consumption of fossil fuels, and this is significant because it marks the first such judgment of its kind, and there is no right to appeal this with the court. Seems like we may have pioneered a new frontier for personal injury attorneys. This also may be a good time to mention that last month was Earth's warmest month on record, ever, setting new records for the hottest 12-month period and the hottest global average sea surface temperatures. April has also started out with record heat in multiple locations across parts of Europe, Southeast Asia, and Africa. I can vouch, I'm in Italy right now and it was 80 degrees in Rome on Saturday. Sorry, where's my respect for the local customs? 26.667 degrees. We have an update on Donald's attempt at suing Judge Juan Marchand to prevent his campaign finance hush money trial from beginning as scheduled next Monday. That attempt has been denied by a New York appeals court judge after she heard arguments on the matter yesterday. A full appeals court panel will still consider his petition to sue the judge, but it won't delay the trial. And wasn't that the entire point anyway? Can't wait to see what he will try next. And finally for today, Cowboy Carter has made Beyoncé the first Black woman to hit number one on Billboard's country albums chart since the list started in 1964, just 100 years after Arizona's suddenly newly relevant abortion ban. This comes 2 months after she became the first Black woman to top the country airplay chart with Texas Hold'em when it debuted. Stay mad, Morgans. Thank you for listening to the morning announcements presented by Betches Media, and thanks again to our sponsor, Quince. With Quince, you can upgrade your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop, with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. Now is the time to indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/morning for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning to get free shipping and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/morning. And until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.